Welcome in. What's cracking, Chiefs Kingdom? This is the Arrowhead Addict Betting Show. My name is Joe Summers. Appreciate you being here. This is the inaugural episode of what will happen every Red Friday at noon Central throughout the regular season, where we will discuss the best Chiefs bets, the best way to evaluate the games, look around the league to try to make some green bet slips happen on this Red Friday. Big thank you again for being here. Thank you to Sean Daly for producing this bad boy. What we're going to do today is take a look at my favorite futures bets for the upcoming Chiefs season, evaluate what players I think are going to have a big season, which players I'm avoiding, if there's any Chiefs team-specific wagers that I've got my eye on, and discuss some of the training camp lines, or training camp storylines, rather, and how they're going to impact the way that I'm evaluating betting this season as well. So to begin, there are a few players that I've been eyeing for training camp, throughout training camp, that I'm looking at to try to have a big season. And this actually kind of makes it the perfect time as well to start getting some of those bets in before more information comes through, before preseason games, so that odds makers can adjust the line. So if we think that we've got an idea of a player that'll have a big year, it's the perfect time to jump in. And it's also the perfect time to become a member of Arrowhead Addict. If you like the Arrowhead Addict podcast, please consider becoming a member of our Arrowhead Addict family. Arrowhead Addict members get special access to emojis and loyalty badges that you can use during our live YouTube streams like this one. And they also get an invite to a private Discord where they can hang out with our hosts, talk Chiefs football, movies, music, beer, and so much more. Members also get invites to private events with the hosts, like virtual happy hours. Our next one is on Tuesday, August 8th at 6 p.m. Central. So make sure that you become a member before then to participate, hang out with us, and have a good time. Check out the link about joining in the description of wherever you get this podcast, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and everything that we do. So again, my name is Joe Summers. I'll be here with you all throughout the season. Born and raised in Kansas City, grew up about 5 minutes from, I guess, Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium now, and I could not be more excited to be here. And I also would like to encourage you to make comments, suggestions, or get any questions about futures bets, things that you're considering. Like, I see my guy Hunter Armour in here asking about a Patrick Mahomes MVP future bet. And that's exactly where I want to begin. So you may have seen the news yesterday that Joe Burrow suffered a calf injury. It's unclear the severity of it, but that gives us an opportunity to take advantage of the current betting line for Patrick Mahomes to win MVP. To answer your question, Hunter, you should not wait to put down a Patrick Mahomes MVP bet. I have already bet Patrick Mahomes to win MVP plus 700 over at FanDuel Sportsbook, and I recommend that you do the same for a couple of key reasons. So first, Patrick Mahomes is currently at the top of the odds leaderboard naturally, tied with Burrow and Josh Allen. If Joe Burrow winds up missing the beginning of the season or has a lingering issue throughout the year, it could be expected that those odds will change a bit. So Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen will become more likely to win. Joe Burrow, of course, would not. At plus 700 right now, you are essentially getting Patrick Mahomes at what his floor is likely to be, unless you think he's going to take a step back this season. And I don't. It's kind of like the Shohei Ohtani conundrum. To start the MLB season, he was plus 250 to win MVP because everybody just recognized and understood that he's the best player in the world. And it feels like we're at that point with Patrick Mahomes now. Going into last year, the narrative was that maybe Burrow's better than him, maybe Josh Allen's better. Oh, Herbert's coming in the division. But the torch was officially passed last year, and entering this season, it is unanimous around the country that, no, Patrick Mahomes is the best football player on the planet. And that means with the narrative that people are going to go into it expecting him to have a stellar season. So if he just does his standard Mahomes stats, puts up another close to 5,000 yards, 40 touchdowns or so, then he'll be in the driver's seat unless someone has an unbelievably spectacular year. So at plus 700, I think we have a great value on Mahomes to win MVP. And you consider, too, the offensive line should be improved. Andrew Wiley and Orlando Brown both ranked in the top five of offensive or pressures allowed on the offensive line, Bringing in Juwan Taylor and Donovan Smith, hopefully you'll give an improvement at the tackle position, giving him more time. And we we know that our wide receiver room is a little bit unproven, but another year under Sky Moore's belt, another year to build chemistry with Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I'm expecting another sensational year from Mahomes. So right now, I've already done it, and I'd recommend you do the same. Because if, say, on Monday, we get news that Joe Burrow is expected to miss the first 2 weeks of the season, his odds are going to drop. Mahomes is going to go down. You might be looking at a plus 500, plus 550 odds. So getting in at plus 700 right now, in my opinion, makes a ton of sense. And conveniently, you can utilize FanDuel's plus 700 odds with a brand new exclusive to Arrowhead Addict listeners promo that they've got going on. We've got a new offer from FanDuel that we want you to take full advantage of, whether with this Mahomes future or with a different bet. New customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. All you have to do is click the link in the description to sign up. And if you do that, sign up for FanDuel with our link. You'll not only have your first bet of up to $1,000 insured, but you'll also be greatly supporting the podcast and helping us out. So if you're interested in trying FanDuel, click the link in the description to sign up with us. The offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in most legal gambling states. So if you're in Missouri like I am right now, you gotta make that trip over to Kansas. Please remember to always gamble responsibly and check the description below to get the offer's full terms. Just if you were, for sake of argument, to do the full $1,000 bet on Mahomes at plus 700, you'd get $7,000 if he wins MVP. If you bet less than that, then obviously you'll get the corresponding result. But this kind of offer is perfect for a season-long prop because you are able to get that second chance if things don't work out. If you've already got an account with FanDuel, you can head to arrowheadaddict.com/bets to find more betting offers and ways to support the podcast. So the first future that I love that I've got locked in is Patrick Mahomes to win MVP. And because, I'm a homer, the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at plus 600. As long as there's no big injuries, by the end of the season, they'll be shorter than that. By the time the playoffs came around, the Chiefs were around plus 200 to plus 300 to win. So buying in early, barring injury, makes a ton of sense. The odds are only going to get shorter and not longer. Oh, and I appreciate the comment on the nice start. Welcome in, Damey. Welcome in, Alex. Appreciate you guys being here. There are a few players based on developments in training camp that I'm targeting. The number one story around training camp, other than the Chris Jones lack of extension, is Kadarius Toney's injury. Not sure how long he's going to be out. He's obviously not practicing right now. He'll probably be out for training camp, which gives other wide receivers and other playmakers an opportunity to step forward. And the number one guy that I am interested in and targeting is Sky Moore. Sky Moore, entering his second year in the organization, has a really, really short line over at Caesars Sportsbook. Caesars has him at 575.5 receiving yards, and I am slamming that over. Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney can do a lot of really similar things. They scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl on the exact same play, for crying out loud. So he is someone that, entering his second year with Andy Reid, we've heard people talk before about how difficult Andy Reid's playbook is to pick up. I think he's a lot more comfortable. I was just listening to 610 an hour ago. They had him on, and he was talking about how much more comfortable he feels, how the game is slowing down for him. And it looks like the Chiefs want to use him in a variety of ways. They last year used him in the slot a bunch, put him on the outside some. I doubt he'll be returning punts, but honestly, that's just going to help him put up some numbers at the wide receiver position. And he's a guy I'm expecting a big year from. If you're a fantasy football player, I'm looking at him as early as the seventh round, and I've got a ton of dynasty shares. He's a guy that, even in college, really separated and was a great route runner. So Patrick Mahomes will be able to find him. But honestly, the biggest piece of evidence, in my opinion, that the Chiefs have confidence in Moore is that Juju's gone, and they didn't really try that hard to keep him. Juju had 101 targets last year, 77 catches, almost 1,000 yards. All those numbers are gone now, and it's going to have to be filled in by someone. Sky Moore, in my opinion, is going to have every opportunity to accomplish that. And considering that his prop is only at 575 yards, you're looking at about 33 yards a game, and then you're cashing. He's someone I expect to start every week, play out the slot, play upside. They've even got him lining up in Wildcat for some of these training camp plays. So he's someone that I recommend looking at. The other biggest the other biggest benefactor that I think is going to be somewhere to target is the man whose jersey I'm wearing right here. This guy, Travis Kelce. Ooh, that way, that guy. So Kelce obviously is the focal point of the offense. And there's a lesson to be learned in looking at different sports books. So people in Kansas could use Caesars, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, all those. When you're placing a season-long future, it's pivotal that you look at the lines for every sports book. Caesars has Kelce's receiving yards prop at about 1,100 yards. DraftKings has his 1,150. But FanDuel, and you can also use our offer with this one too, has him at 1,050 and a half receiving yards, which, barring injury, is frankly disrespectful. Kelce put up 1,300 plus last year. He's gotten to 1,050 six of the last seven seasons. The only season he fell short, he was 12 yards shy. So if you think that Kelce is going to get hurt, then don't bet this. But if you think that he's going to be on the field for the majority of the season, it's a slam dunk bet. You might even cash this before, you know, mid-December. It'll be a quick one. So Kelce's someone that I'm hammering the over 1,050 yards. And I appreciate the questions getting in here too. Daniel, I see you ask if the Chiefs should trade for Ayuk or Daniel Hunter. I don't see the Niners giving up Ayuk, frankly. In the Hunter situation, it's another big contract that we'd have to see with Chris Jones. I don't think that we're going to be acquiring another wide receiver. Maybe I'll be wrong, but I think that they've got a lot of confidence in Sky Moore. Rashee Rice looks good, though I'm not overly optimistic about a rookie wide receiver in the Chiefs offense. I think they're going to enter the season with the guys that they have. They're expecting Kelce to remain the single most impactful offensive weapon in the AFC, and they're expecting those steps forward.
Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the U.S., making it easy for anyone to rent an RV or camper without owning one. Thousands of RVs and campers nationwide are available right in your neighborhood. You can travel multiple ways. You can drive it yourself. You can tow it. You can have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. It's comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, roadside assistance is included, and it's often more affordable than hotels, especially for families or groups. It's available for renters 21 years and older. You just search and choose an RV that fits your trip and group size. You book with confidence. Insurance, support, and protection is included. And then hit the road or arrive and relax, whether you're driving, towing, or getting it delivered. This is a really, really cool service. I wish I'd known it existed before now. You guys know I live in Chicago. My parents live in Northeast Ohio, and they want to see their grandson. And when we travel out there, we spend a bundle on hotels. There are campsites all over Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania that we could have squatted at when we go to visit Grandma and Pops. This is what I'm going to be doing the next time we make that road trip to Ohio. My parents love to camp. They may do the same thing coming out here to Chicago. And this summer is big, right? We've got the big international soccer tournament coming up, America's 250th anniversary and the 100th anniversary of Route 66. Right now, our listeners can have all service fees removed from their bookings in 2026 with code Arrowhead at outdoorsy.com. That's outdoorsy.com, and use the code Arrowhead at checkout to remove service fees.
They don't have any season-long lines out for, but someone that I'm targeting early in the season is going to be Noah Gray props. There's been a lot of talk at a training camp that Noah Gray is really impressive in a potential way to alleviate the absence of Kadarius Toney would be to run tighter personnel, getting two tight ends on the field. And that's an area that Noah Gray could potentially shine. So early in the season, I'm expecting us to see props of over under 12 and a half receiving yards, somewhere in that range. So he only need a catch or two. And after putting up almost 300 yards last year, I think they're going to look his way early in the season. So Noah Gray is someone that I like early in the year, though not with season-long props because you're probably not going to get them yet. But that does lead me to my favorite player to target with futures bets right now. My guy, Isaiah Pacheco. Came onto the scene in the second half of the season to wrangle the starting running back job away from Clyde while he was hurt. And he looks dynamic, excited, and like Patrick and Sterling said yesterday, looking yoked coming into training camp. There was some talk early in training camp that he might get put on the PUP list, and that, I believe, is causing odds makers to put his lines really low. So right now at DraftKings, you can get Isaiah Pacheco over 775.5 rushing yards. I believe he's going to start the season as our running back one. They're obviously being cautious with him in training camp, but he says he's going to play. He says he'll be a full participant, and I believe him. Last season, he put up 830 rushing yards, and he didn't even start for us until week 9 or 10. So Isaiah Pacheco is someone that if he starts, even if he is hurt and misses the first few games, so what? He only needed 9 weeks last year to go out and put up 830 and clear this. Our offensive line's awesome. Defenses obviously have to respect Mahomes and that down the field capability. You've got MVS running sprints every single play to draw the safeties back. People have to adjust. It's going to have light boxes. Pacheco is a guy that I am hammering. I'm targeting him early in fantasy football drafts. And he is my single favorite player to back with futures this season. Other than, of course, you know, Patrick Mahomes winning the MVP. But you look at the guy when he's coming to training camp, and I love to see it. He's sprinting down. He's singing songs. He sang Backstreet Boys one day coming into training camp. He looks great. He's got that exuberance, that energy, and I think he's in for a monster season. So I'm taking him at 775.5 rushing yards over at DraftKings. And you can also back him over 5.5 rushing touchdowns. He put up 5 last year, again, not starting for half the season. Scored another one in the Super Bowl, and it feels like we're buying in at his floor, particularly the way that the Chiefs utilized him in the red zone when we got up close. He's a powerful dude. He can truck guys to get into the end zone. So over 5.5, and I'm sprinkling a little bit over at FanDuel for him to get 10-plus touchdowns at plus 430. So $10 bet, win you 43 if he does. And I think it's well within the realm of possibility because I think the Chiefs are going to lean on him heavily. And given the ability of the line and how good Mahomes is and how much defense have to respect him, I think Pacheco's in for 1,000 yards this season. And double-digit touchdowns are well within the realm of possibility. So that does make kind of give me some pause, some caution on a couple other players, though. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is someone that I'm not touching with the 10-foot pole. I think he might get a little bit of run early in the season if the Chiefs are trying to bring Pacheco along slowly. But by week 5, I think he'll be fully phased out of the offense. So I'm not touching Clyde. All in on Isaiah Pacheco. I do think Jerick McKinnon is still going to have that receiving role and will be dangerous and worth targeting in fantasy drafts and weekly touchdown props and things like that as well. But Pacheco will be the guy in the backfield. And I think this time next year, we might be talking about him as a top 5 to 8 running back in the league. Because the second year is really great time for running backs to take leaps. And I think he's going to do that. There are a couple of players that I just want to touch on real quick that I'm afraid of evaluating. I don't know what to make of Richie James, frankly. I have no idea. So I'm not targeting his props at all. If anyone has an opinion on Richie James, I know that Sterling loves Richie James. So that's just a guy I don't know how to evaluate. I think his skill set overlaps a lot with Sky Moore, and I'm wheels up on sky's the limit, baby. So I'm not going for him. I'm not going for MVS at all because so much of his game just depends on did we complete the 40-yard pass down the field. If we did, yeah, he hit his prop. If we don't, or if he draws a pass interference, then we're losing money. So I'm not going for him either. No Clyde for me. McKinnon, no season-long props, but on a week-to-week basis, I'm interested. But those three players that I'd mentioned, Moore, Kelsey, Pacheco are the ones that I am targeting heavily. Now, this is a good opportunity to take a moment and remind you about our wonderful merchandise opportunities. You want to get swagged out? Well, good. So we've got you covered. The Arrowhead Addicts merch store is live right now, and you can visit it today. Just click the link in the description. We've got everything from shirts, hoodies, beach towels, a pint. Pour your favorite Chiefs drink of choice in that pint, and you'll be looking styling and profiling. But that's not all. We've also got a promo code for this week's listeners. If you use the code AACAMP, Arrowhead Addict, I'm going camping, AACAMP, you'll get 20% off your order today. But make sure to use that fast because it expires this Sunday. Got roughly 48 hours. So rep the podcast, save a bit of money while you're at it. We really appreciate your support. And honestly, the gear is really sweet. I've got a couple Arrowhead Addict shirts, a hoodie, this amazing hat that's got a goat with 15 on it because Mahomes is the goat. It's some really cool stuff, and our team does great work. Love from Patrick. Richie James is going to be the best man at Sterling's wedding. Well, shoot, if he comes out and has a monster year, then Sterling might owe him one with all the props he's trying to bet on him. But so after you've taken a moment and checked out our merch, there are a couple of other season-long props that I've got some interest in. Defensively, there's not a whole lot that we can bet on, but I did find one at FanDuel. You can get plus 900 for Nick Bolton to lead the league in tackles. He's got the second best odds right now. I haven't fully locked it in, but I'm giving a lot of consideration to it. I just want to make sure he stays healthy throughout training camp. He put up 180 tackles last year. Next year will be when we start looking at extension for Nick Bolton. So this is essentially a contract year of sorts for him. So Nick Bolton, I fully expect to show out, because if you look at the Chiefs salary cap situation, we're probably going to be picking between Bolton and Willie Gay. I expect us to pick Bolton, but I also expect Bolton to have a big season and make that an easy call for us. So at plus 900 to lead the league in tackles, given the number of plays that we run because our offense is so effective, the amount of time that the defense is on the field, I don't mind a sprinkle there. I haven't fully locked it in, but that's one that I'm eyeing. And then, so we've got the player props side of things, but there's also several just general team season-long features that I'm interested in as well. So obviously, we're Chiefs fans. We're the best team in the universe. Sure, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Bet us to win the Super Bowl. Yes. Aside from that, there are a couple things that I found that had a lot of value. My favorite one right now is at FanDuel. It's plus 170 for us to just make the AFC championship game. We do not have to win. If we wind up getting a bye in the playoffs, that means we have to win one playoff game. So plus 170 odds, a $10 bet wins you 17 in profit if we win, just to make the AFC championship game. A lot of these bets are essentially like, do you think that we'll make it through the year healthy? And if you do, then it's probably going to cash. That's one of them. I'm also targeting us to hit over 12.5 wins. And this one is a little bit interesting because that's an alternate line that you can access. Vegas has the Chiefs win total set at 11.5, but there's a lot of juice to the over. It's minus 134 at FanDuel that we'll get over 11.5. But if you adjust to 12.5, then you go to plus 135. So I like getting the plus money for us to get over 12.5 wins. I don't blame you if you look at the 11.5, but I believe that we're in for a 13 or 14 win season again, if not more. And so I am looking for the plus money with the 12.5 wins. And then you can also do a few interesting parlays. So we're favored to win the division, of course. But what I like to do is to pair us with another team that I expect to win the division. So you look at a Chiefs or the Jaguars, for example. The Jags are about minus 155 to win their division. We're minus 180. If you parlay them together, it's plus 156 odds. We feel like a shoo-in to win the division. I am a huge fan of what Doug Peterson is doing over in Jacksonville. I think Trevor Lawrence is in for a big season. He's honestly one of the guys that I'm scared of to come and compete with Pat for MVP. And I'm not worried about the rest of the AFC South. So I've got a bet locked in, parlaying the Chiefs to win the division and the Jags to win their division for plus 156. So there's a few different ways that you can back the Chiefs, and I highly recommend taking a moment to explore all the options. Especially now that betting has been around a while, it's a little bit nuts, all the different things that you can look at. You can bet on the Chiefs to get one passing touchdown or more in every game, one rushing touchdown or more every game, different Mahomes stats, Kelce stats, all these things. So you can really have some fun with it. And while it's still early and we don't have preseason lines, for example, you can build a really impressive collection of Chiefs futures just by looking at some of those special options that they have. So the guys I'm targeting, we're looking at Sky Moore, Pacheco, my number one, Kelce, of course, Mahomes to win MVP, And on Mahomes real quick. So I'm targeting Mahomes to win MVP. I do want to caution you a little bit against his individual player statistic lines. FanDuel's got him at a little over 4,800 yards. He's probably going to hit it, but he's cleared that by a little bit each of the last couple seasons. If he misses a game or two, then you're in trouble. And his touchdowns are close to his ceiling as well. So I've got no problem with having full faith in Mahomes. But when you're looking at these lines, you want to look at something and say, I feel confident that he is going over. Not, I think he'll go over by a little bit. Like a Travis Kelce at 1,050 yards is a joke. He's going to clear that if he stays on the field. Mahomes, I could see a world in which an improved defense means that we don't have to pass as much and he ends up with 4,700 yards or something like that. So when consider what you think that they're going to put up, and as long as you see a big difference in your projection, then you can go for it. But don't back someone just for the sake of backing the player, or you get into trouble quickly. Throughout the season and the next several weeks, I'll be adding different futures bets. We'll be looking at week one lines. I can tell you I already got a bet for week one that I'm all over. And we'll be looking around the league as well. I'll keep track every single week of all of my bets so that you can follow along. And I'd love to hear some of your favorites as well. There's a lot of different ways to back the Chiefs, a lot of different arguments that you can make. And I'd love to hash all those out and have them with you here. So we will be here every Friday, every Red Friday, to bring you some green bet slips throughout the season, throughout the preseason. Hopefully we can make a lot of money. It's a good time to be a Chiefs fan. And I really appreciate you tuning in. I want to appreciate my guy, Sean Daly. We will be back at it here next week and all throughout the regular season. And hopefully we can go make some money. So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you soon.